to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The rain chances are pretty good for the next few days, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. Some towns will get a lot of rain this week. Today, high temperature up to about 91. The heat index will be close to 100. Scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms with locally heavy downpours. They will tend to fade out in the overnight hours, low temperature down to the mid-70s. Tomorrow and Wednesday, numerous showers and thunderstorms just about any time, but especially afternoon and evening. Tropical downpours, upper 80s to near 90 for a high, and the number of storms will thin out later in the week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The late Congressman John Lewis was honored across the area this weekend with ceremonies in Troy, Selma, and Montgomery. Representative Lewis will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol starting today. No arrests after three people were shot over the weekend in Montgomery. Police tell us this happened in the 1100 block of Eastern Boulevard Saturday afternoon. The three men were taken to the hospital and are expected to be okay. And the Alabama Department of Public Health reports almost 23,000 new coronavirus cases in the last 2 weeks. This brings the total to more than 77,000 cases. Health officials say over 1,400 people have died. As of yesterday, more than 1,500 people were hospitalized with COVID-19 across the state. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hi, this is Ray Bold from Prattville Carpet, inviting you to our Mohawk More Floor Sale. For a limited time, take advantage of our low prices on high-quality flooring, including carpet, hardwood, tile, and laminate. Plus, receive half off any pet pad and 12 months interest-free financing with approved credit. Call 285-8117 and schedule your free measurement today. Again, that's 285-8117 or look us up on Facebook. Save thousands during our More Floor Sale. Going on now at Prattville Carpet.
Mr. Sandman.
Okay, it took me a while, but I finally came up with a fabulous sale. For the first time ever, Mr. Sandman Mattress is having a, wait for it, we are having a last half of July sale. This is not to be confused with the Independence Day sale that we had the first half of July. New products are being added daily, and we are offering many mattresses, beds, adjustable bases, and headboards at prices that the competition will not beat. No interest financing is available, as well as 90-day layaway. We are now offering a no-credit-needed finance with no interest if paid in 90 days. Folks, Mr. Sandman offers more choices, including a nice selection of hybrids, memory foam, and latex sets. We are a low-key, friendly environment with really nice, no-pressure salespeople, all of whom have worked with me for at least a decade. We have mattresses in stock and offer prompt delivery, and yes, we will haul off your old mattress. Come save during our last half of July sale at Mr. Sandman Mattress on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Who?
David Ernest.
Who?
David Ernest.
Dave?
David Ernest.
Dave's not here.
The Health and Wealth Show, weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back. You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. My co-host, Jack Campbell, live from his kitchen.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Eddie Bader in the house, man of the phone.
Yes, sir.
272-9228 if you want to get in. Yeah?
Does this have anything to do with my volume?
It might, actually. Is there a little...
It's a little...
Up or down?
A plus sign on
phone,
it?
There's a little phone symbol on it.
Yeah.
I'm afraid to push it, though. It may cut me off.
Are there little buttons on this? Oh, see that little roll thing on there?
Where is
facing
it?
Away from you now? That little roller right there. Try to roll it a certain direction. See if I get a little louder
rolling,
there.
Rolling.
Ears.
I don't see a roller.
Oh, it looked like that on camera.
It's a little...
He hit the button.
Okay, he hit the button. We were talking about it. It hung up on us. Technical difficulties this morning on News and Views from 9.
I'm worried if I hit this button, Joey. And the whole time I'm thinking, do it. What's the worst that can happen?
Don't remind me never to push that button again.
We're just laughing about it.
I push the button and then I see my face and that's frightful enough.
No, as soon as you're like, let me try this, and then it says Jack Campbell leaving.
Well, I'm sorry.
272-9228. Let's try a call here. Papa B. Hey, Papa B.
All right. How's it going, guys?
All right. Here.
Jack, how you doing?
Fine, how you doing?
Doing okay. Well, you know, you're talking about one of my favorite subjects to call and complain about, and that's education. I just don't believe that the education system as it stands right now is servicing our kids, you know, needs. And, you know, you start looking a little more deeply into it and, you know, you understand that, especially in Montgomery Public Education Schools, you know, it's all black liberation, all social justice all the time. And, you know, I tend to blame public education for all these MK Ultra lab rats that, you know, we got out in Portland right now in Seattle and some of these other places, because they just are, they're misinformed, they're maleducated, and, you know, they've been indoctrinated into some weird...
I'll say this, Papa B. What you're bringing up, when I got my my new place set up, when I started watching, you know, old, I really like Uncommon Knowledge with Peter Robinson. They go back a decade. And one that was quite old, probably 8 years old, was a sit-down conversation Peter Robinson had with Andrew Breitbart. And Breitbart was talking about, in part, a lot of that crap you're saying are being taught to our children. He learned in high school and in college, and I remember running into the same crap in college, and sort of this critical theory thing, and just to put it in plain language, it essentially requires you to see all of the world and reduce the world down to oppressor versus oppressed.
Exactly.
and to be very yeah, to be very critical of systems, even when you fully admit you don't fully understand a given system you're criticizing. If there's any inequality of outcome, then the system must be criticized and torn down. And I think that is a very, very dangerous road to go down, the equality of outcome idea.
Well, and it has led to, I mean, we see the fruit of it right now, you know, all across the country. It's, you know, they've been indoctrinated. Kids have been indoctrinated into this. And, you know, it's a religious movement of sorts. You know, they have a religious fervor to them, a zealotry, you know, that has definitely not produced good citizenship. I mean, at a minimum, you know, I think that should be required. But, you know, there's more than one race and culture in this country. You know, this country plays host to every race and virtually every culture.
Yeah, we're a melting pot.
Respect for every race and culture and the diversity thereof, you know, it should be part of, you know, our general lexicon and, you know, general thoughts and actions toward each other. You know, we can't just focus on one flipping, flapping race and culture. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Oh, yeah. So, and it's always a mix and a give and take. And, I mean, that's the Western way. You have arguments. You debate things. I heard a crazy factoid over the weekend that most different European ethnic groups, but groups from all over the world, whether it's Haiti or Jamaica or India or, you know, the Netherlands, whatever, when they came to this country, they usually disperse around the nation. The only group that didn't is Italian Americans. They still live something like 400 miles within New York. 80% of Italian Americans. So one group that stayed pretty tight knit.
Right. Well, and you know, understanding and you know, not just respecting, but appreciating. You know, the differences in races and cultures and such. I mean, we're all Americans, but, you know, we also have a wide array of, you know, different experiences.
Well, Eddie said something a second ago, we're supposed to be a melting pot.
Yeah.
And they changed that. I can know in my lifetime, they changed it from when I was real young to the melting pot idea to a terrible idea. Just the whole way they put it, a salad bowl. And I'm like, ew. I'm not a rabbit or something like that. Well, and
most of my life, I've always enjoyed the diversity that we have.
Right.
Imagine being in a country like Japan, where there is generally no diversity.
Right.
You're either Japanese or you're not from around.
Oh, and you're never going to be accepted as a full Japanese. You might get more respect if you do a good job. They might honor you in some ways, but you'll always be an outsider.
Exactly.
And one thing, again, I listened to a lot of interviews, moving stuff, you know, had the earbuds in. I listened to Nikki Haley talking to Ben Shapiro. And Nikki Haley said her parents taught her when she was being picked on in school. And they said, your job here is not to accent or promote how you're different. Your job is to promote how you belong and we share a common culture.
Exactly. And that's just good common sense and good courtesy, you know, for heaven's sake, you know. But, you know, what we've seen now is like an assault and rage toward, you know, different ethnicities from the social justice left, you know. I mean, Hillary Clinton herself, you know, the basket of deplorables and that kind of thing. Well, you know, that's the kind of rhetoric and the kind of thinking that starts getting us into trouble right there, you know. So, but anyway, listen, Joey, you had somebody on last week, and I know this is not, you know, part of the radio show and everything, but that was talking about guiding people through the SBA
Michael Fritz
program.
Yeah, Fritz.
You know, off air or whatever, can you send me a way to contact, you know.
Yeah, sure. I'll put you on hold, and we'll get that to you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, thanks, guys. Enjoying the show, as usual.
Thank you,
thanks,
buddy.
Papa B. 272-9228.
272-9228 if you want to get in.
Yeah.
One thing that all these demonstrations have shown me is that we're failing in our public schools to teach American history.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's evident these people have no appreciation for American history, whether it be Douglas, what's his name?
Frederick Douglass.
Yeah. Or Christopher Columbus, or any of these other American icons whose statues are being torn down and their legacy being tarnished. It's insane to me.
Well, it's worse.
Now, either textbooks, people writing textbooks don't want students to know some of these people, or it's the classroom instruction is not covering the part of history that should be covered.
Well, I think it's worse than ignorance or apathy, though. I think it's a particular version of American history. And, you know, I'm fine with reading revisionist history, like, even from, like, a left-wing Howard Zinn sort of bent. Like, it's good to have the different perspectives on history, but if all you're reading is Howard Zinn or some variation of his theme, that's all the bad parts of American history, let's say, and some of it true, some of it exaggerated beyond truth, put it mildly, you need a holistic view. And I think one thing that I was very light on, just like World War II, I can't sit here from my grade school, high school, even college education and talk about the great battles of World War II or the Civil War and like what those meant. And I think it leaves you a bit bereft. You forget the great heroes that move forward, and I'm having to educate myself more in adult life about those things. And, you know, it essentially boils down, not just American history, these new critical theories out there. I remember all this crap from college. It boils down a lot of the human experience to power relations. And who's on top, who's, you know, down at the bottom of the rung of the totem pole. And, okay, if there's any difference in outcome, then that's because of oppression, domination, and bigotry and prejudice. It's like, no, people, if you give people complete freedom of opportunity, will everybody take the same opportunities? Of course not. Will everybody succeed to the same level? Of course not. And I actually think the biggest gap in this country is if you look at the upper middle class, and it's usually now unfortunately breaking down on IQ. And like, if you look just specifically, if you want to, at the white population, that's what's happening. You get a larger group of folks who are just getting by and struggling, especially as manufacturing goes overseas, and you're getting this tiny enclave of folks who are upper middle class who are succeeding. And here's just like some of the things that happen. You know, a few decades ago, 84% of people in their 20s were married and had kids. Today, it's still that number for the upper middle class. 84% of people are married, have kids. But when you look at the lower class, poor and working class Americans, they're not getting married as much. And it's not just a money thing. It's social institutions, social trust. You don't know your neighbors. When's the last time you volunteered to help your neighbor? I know some folks in Elmore County and Autauga do that still.
We still do that, Joey.
But that's the exception to the rule, actually. You look at most of the country, it's odd to know your neighbors.
It is, but whenever, I will say this about the U.S., man, especially in the South, but the U.S. in general, whenever we have a disaster come out, whether it be hurricane, tornado, fire, you get to know your neighbors then.
Oh, right.
It's so unique because a couple days after that storm or whatever comes through, people start realizing, man, I hadn't talked to my neighbor in 20 years. And they begin to appreciate how much they love having neighbors.
And not just to be a homer, a hometown guy, but you look at whether it's in Montgomery proper or the surrounding river region, I think we are an exception to the rule in the sense that I'll listen to people from Los Angeles, people from New York, writers who are living in big metropolitan areas all around the country, and they're talking about an experience that's very real. But you look at Alabama, and Greg Vidal talks about this. It reminds him of growing up in Illinois, in the Midwest. It reminds him of that small-town feel where people help each other out, and maybe that's just good old Southern hospitality. But there is a aspect of American society that is losing ground and coming apart, so to speak. And I think some of that has to do with just the changing economically. I think also part of it's a spiritual battle. You heard Papa B say this is like a religious movement for some folks. I think it is. Not for everybody who wants to fight the good fight, but there is a certain bent to it that is not a rational sort of, you know, sober conversation about policy. It's more like, I want to shame you. You must admit the sins of the past and atone. It's a little different type of conversation.
But even that's not enough.
Right.
Even that's not enough.
Right, and if you're going to guilt me, I grew up with enough original sin in my Catholic
Amen,
upbringing.
Brother.
Stop piling new ones on. I must atone for.
Yes.
I had nothing to do with. But, yeah, I do worry that people are learning a very slanted version of not just American history, but human history in general. And they're not getting the full perspective of how good things are. For instance, like, here's an example, Jack. People always ask the question, why are some people poorer than others? You've got it completely backwards when you ask that question. Because people go, why is poverty exist? Poverty doesn't need to be explained. Poverty has been the norm for thousands of years. The question you should ask is, why are some people rich and others aren't? Why do some people succeed while others continue on the thousands of years legacy? And oh, by the way, it's better to be poor here in the United States of America than it is in any other time in history or any other country right now.
It's the best place in the world to be poor.
So it's a matter of gaining that perspective, and I do worry that, as you brought up, Jack, there are a lot of folks who don't understand that, and they're wanting to tear down a system they don't have the context or understanding of.
I like how I said, I think we're dropping the ball on history instruction in American schools, and you go on this 10-minute soliloquy about...
Like I said, I listened to a lot of crap this weekend.
You damn sure did. And it just sent me spinning.
272.
I mean, honestly, okay.
9228.
Take a breath, Jack.
Oh,
no, I think Joey's at times a bit more philosophical than I am.
Oh, definitely.
Fair enough.
Deep thinker. Joey always has been a deep thinker.
Well, and it's just... You look at trends, and it's coming. A lot of people are recognizing these. I mean, you can tune into Tucker Carlson tonight, and he's going to talk about the same stuff I just brought up. Or you can listen to Charles Murray talking to Peter Robinson, going to bring up the same stuff about what Donald Trump ran on. We're sending our jobs overseas. The forgotten men and women are being forgotten. And yet the elite upper middle class and then a very higher up classes kind of sneer at them and say, oh, learn to code. And it is really a development here. And as people are sort of struggling economically, they're also being taught a version of history that only focuses on the sins of America.
Right.
And it's a terrible mix. Then add to that economic crisis, a global pandemic, and mix with a presidential election. Oh, happy days are here again.
It's a deadly combination.
272-9228. Before we hit this break, let's go to one of our favorite callers, Jack.
I know who it is.
You and
Flower
I.
Child.
Flower Child, yes.
Hey, Jack, what do you want me to bitch about today?
It doesn't matter. You're going to bitch anyway.
Do you really consider me a bitch?
No.
I didn't say you were a bitch. I said you love to bitch.
Well, I thought...
Which makes you a malcontent.
And it takes one to know one, Flower Child.
That's very
You're
true.
Damn right.
I thought this was a view station. I didn't know that because your views were bitchy. But, anyway, I love
it's
you,
a,
Jack.
It's just a synonym for gripe, whine.
You know what, Flower Child? Yeah. I know your real name, so don't mess with me.
Who else knows it?
I do.
Huh? Joey does.
Oh, yeah.
Joey told me.
Yeah,
and that's
yeah.
All I, that's the only person I told, Flower Child.
Well, let me just say this, Flower Child.
Uh-huh.
Joey's philosophy is, if you can't keep a secret, neither can he.
No, technology got the best of me. I couldn't figure out. Flower Child is my email on my phone.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's all right, Kathy. It's okay.
Okay, anyway, and then on my tablet, anyway, it's a different one. And So I told him to keep it a secret, but obviously he didn't.
Whatever, Becky.
What is she, the three faces of Eve? I mean, what is this?
Well, all I can tell you is you won't find me anywhere on social media or anything, so good luck with that one.
Mm-hmm.
CGI. You know what I'm talking about? These green screens.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like the weatherman uses?
Yeah.
I didn't know what that is. Have y'all noticed that Obama, he's always talking in front of a white bookcase that looks... It doesn't look like Obama.
It's like they have a background.
Uh-huh. You know? It's like you don't really know where he is. And even Biden looks like he's in a green screen, like they're hiding where he really is.
That could be. I could see that from Biden especially.
And so they're piping in the geese sounds?
But, I mean, it's always in this one certain place, you know, and he, right. I don't know. It's just kind of weird to me. And, did y'all see when Tom Hanks did that Saturday Night Special, and he had he was in his kitchen?
Oh, yeah, on Saturday Night Live?
Yeah, and it was just this, you know, regular house kitchen, not a $4 million kitchen.
Yeah, I've seen that on a couple of those.
Uh-huh. I don't know what's going on with these things. It's just like, I don't know. It's just strange. Hey, Jack, since you already know my name, I'm going to send... Mm-hmm. To Joey.
You know what, Flower Child, I'm going to be very honest with you. Joey told me about 3 weeks ago, and I forgot.
That's why I didn't feel bad about telling him.
Right.
So, anyway, you're safe.
But anyway, there's this lady that her name is Corey's Digs, and she has a real good dig on JFK and the and H.W. Bush and something. But I'll send it to Joey, and then he can forward it to you.
Okay.
And then you'll probably remember my name. Q says that Anderson Cooper is going to have an interview with General Mathis and General Kelly in September,
yeah.
Saying that Trump is unstable.
Huh.
There's a lot of generals that just don't like Trump.
Well, they're part of the military, is it industrial military complex?
Military industrial complex.
Yes, sir. Yeah. You know, those people are not, they are not conservatives.
Right.
They like war for economic reasons.
Yes, sir.
But they're not a traditional conservative.
Well, I did some, Devin Nunes brought up some stuff, this Brookings Institute, y'all probably know what
right.
it is.
Yep. Yeah.
It's a left-leaning, apparently, you talk about the swamp, and General John Allen is the president of it. And apparently a lot of this Trump's trials and tribulations have originated from that institute. So they're getting closer and closer to exposing everybody.
Well, there are a lot of folks, I'll put it this, guardians of the post-war order who were caught flat-footed by Trump's election.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the damnedest thing. I think Trump actually hit the nail right on the head, is that the post-war order, where America... It has trade deficits with every nation on Earth. We subsidize the defense of Europe and of South Korea and Japan. And we took over the inheritance of the Middle East from all the Europeans. That has to change. We can't afford it anymore. And it's a raw deal. China is not just a developing nation anymore. Why do they get special trade status? These are things Trump brought up.
Yeah.
And I think there are a lot of folks who have defended the way things have been for decades now. And they don't want to change. Some have woken up a little bit to it.
Mess with their paychecks, Joey.
For instance, H.R. McMaster actually wrote up a great national security strategy that takes in, principled realism, I think he calls it. And reassessing this order. And I think generally it's the right approach. But folks like Mattis, Kelly, I mean, who are close to him, I think part of it is they don't like the changes. And then part of it is they personally maybe don't get along with Trump.
Well, I thought at first that Mattis and Kelly were great. But, you know, apparently them and Allen and McChrystal or whatever, you know, these are about five or six great big old generals that don't want to change, like you said. And, you know, we went from a melting pot to the buzzword is diversity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, where we had to have Muslims and Chinese were given special treatment as far as these tech jobs.
Tucker Carlson hit the nail on the head, Flower Child. It used to be our motto was E Pluribus Unum, out of many, one. And now it's changed to diversity is our strength. It's not just a cosmetic change. That's like, to be philosophical, the exact opposite of what out of many, one means.
Mm-hmm. Well, all I can say is I'm glad I got a BS instead of a BA.
Well, no, I got a BS, too. It was poli-sci.
I see the BS in both of y'all.
Exactly.
I used to pick up my World Civ book when I couldn't sleep in the dorm and pick that up, and I'd read that, and I'd go to sleep immediately because it used to be so boring. And now I'm having to, because of all this, I'm having to relearn history. I read about Ashcroft. I think he was probably a good attorney general. What do you think, Jack?
John Ashcroft, he was an interesting guy. He didn't last, though, did he?
No.
I don't know. But anyway, I've been reading.
Didn't he become a minister?
I don't know about that.
Real religious. Who was the guy that did the eulogy at... George H. or was it Reagan's funeral, who used to be a U.S. senator, John, I can see him now, a very large and imposing man. I get those guys confused sometimes. But I remember Ashcroft was attorney general under somebody, but I don't think he served a whole term.
Hmm.
I think it might have been under Bush, and there's something
W.
In it.
Yeah. George W. 2001
to 2005 in the George Bush administration.
And there's something too that I don't understand. I know we got to go to a break, Joey. I'll make it quick. Ashcroft was in the hospital for gallbladder or something like that, and Bush wanted to secretly do something to increase probably this Patriot Act or something like that.
I remember that. Yeah, he was trying to pull one by him.
And he got Mueller and Comey to come in to the hospital bedroom to help him, you know? Isn't that weird? That's a weird combination. Bye.
Thank you, Flower Child.
The deputy was Robert Mueller, Larry Thompson, and James Comey under him.
So, all right, then.
Also, John Ashcroft is a songwriter. Didn't
He's
know
a
that?
Songwriter.
That's in his Wikipedia.
Okay. 272-9228. And by the way, Jack, a trusted listener texted me when we were talking about KIV and the ABC saying you got to do last call. They've now made it like 11:30, I believe. But he texted me saying that they need to pass a law that K can't start drinking till 10:30 a.m.
Right.
A.M.
Yeah.
A.M., yeah. Well, there's a...
Okay.
The ABC stores are doing a interviewing deal where they're hiring, and it's called a car through where you actually come in through in your car and you do the interview while you're in the car. So don't see how this is going to be successful.
All these stupid portmanteaus, like a car view. No, just you're getting interviewed sitting in your car.
Why don't you just do it on the phone?
Say that.
Just do it on the phone.
We got to hit a break. More news and views when we come back. 272-9228.
Hey, you know what would solve all that?
What?
What's that?
Plexiglass.
Amen, brother.
Be right back.
The mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, this is Larry Stevens for Montgomery Paint and Body. For over 35 years, the Turner family at MPB has been repairing your vehicles good as new, maybe better after a collision. And for just about all those 35 years, I've entrusted my vehicles to MPB because I know they will do it right. Donnie Holly and Brandon Turner are open at this time to take care of your vehicle repairs. But a lot has changed since MPB opened their doors. Insurance companies do things differently when it comes to a claim for body repair. To help save time, MPB asks that you call ahead to schedule an appointment to come in. By doing so, they can discuss your provider's procedures and save time when you stop in and help get your repairs moving quicker. For me and thousands of others, from little fender benders to total body repair, MPB has repaired our vehicles good as new, maybe better. The Turner family is praying that everyone stays safe from COVID-19, but they also pray your drives are safe. When you need Montgomery Paint and Body, call 279-7325. That's 27REC with a W.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I have a message for our men and women in blue. The weight of the badge is heavy, but your financial burden doesn't have to be. We at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate your service to our communities. As a thank you, each law enforcement officer who purchases or refinances their home with Alabama Home Mortgage will receive a $500 gift card at closing. You heard me right, $500. We have had the honor of working with countless hometown heroes. You should be the next. What are you waiting for? Just the other day, a Montgomery police officer refinanced his mortgage with Alabama Home Mortgage. He lowered his interest rate by an entire point and received $10,000 in cash to pay off credit card debt. In addition, he skipped 2 months' mortgage payments. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. You deserve the best. Call the mortgage company that appreciates you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage right now. Madeline and I are standing by, ready to assist you. Call 567-4223 or visit us at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Wind Creek's Alabama casinos are back, and the winning is electric.
When the electric slide plays, it lets me know that there are people that are winning.
I couldn't believe that many jackpots were going off.
A friend of mine won $47,000.
When I hit a jackpot, Ron, that tells me it could be my turn next.
Your turn could be next. Walk-ups are welcome, but for the odds-on way to get in, make a reservation for the casino floor at windcreekcasino.com, on the Wind Creek app, or by calling 866-946-3360.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Your News Talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey Clark, Eddie Baker in the house. Jack Campbell had to drop off. He's done for the day, but he said ta-ta.
Ta-ta.
Farewell. And so have long. A nice day to everybody. Passing that along from Jack Campbell. This part of the program brought to you by New Look Decorating Center. Folks, New Look Decorating Center, a Benjamin Moore authorized retailer. They have the experts there with the best eyes for color selection and matching existing colors in your home, especially for you folks who like to do it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You probably are not going to do the whole home at once.
Room at a time.
So if you're going to do a room at a time, and there might be some time in between, say you start at the bedroom, and then later you'll get to the living room, later you get to the kitchen, they'll be able to keep some continuity with the home while you still get that fresh, new look that gives new energy to a given room.
That's a good idea. So they could help me from painting my hallway pink while my kitchen is like a tan, nice tan color.
Right, to where it's just jarring,
right,
the difference. No, they can keep that continuity of the home.
Very nice.
And maybe you don't know exactly what color you want, but you have a general idea. That's where Brian Carr, the owner, paint specialist over there, Brett Lanham, the manager, paint specialist over at New Look Decorating Center, can help you make that inspiration a reality with their expertise. So your local choice for any paint and stain supplies, a Benjamin Moore retailer's New Look Decorating Center. They have all those interior and exterior paint and stain products. Give them a call today at 271-0007, 271-0007, or stop by their showroom at 6237 Atlanta Highway here in Montgomery, Alabama. That's right where Bell Road dead ends to Atlanta Highway. Thank you to New Look Decorating Center, the whole team over there being a great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. Let's go to the phones and talk to Randall.
Hey, Randall.
Hey, fellas. How
you doing? Pretty good. How good? You doing, Randall?
I'm pretty
good. Oh, Randall, you breaking up, bro?
Oh, for real?
Yeah, there you
now
go.
Now you're back. Oh, okay. Man.
There you go.
But I want to tell you to check out the new movie. It ain't new now, but the latest one, made Annie, the musical, but it made it to a movie. I think it was 2014, something like that. Watch it real close, and then watch White House Down. And you'll notice the people, the same man stars in both of them. And, you'll get so much out of it if you watch it in the sense that the way she studied, she'll figure this thing out, be so far ahead. And I don't know if it's William or Papa B, man, them kids are doing what they paid to do. We the ones that's indoctrinated. We only doing what we told. Them kids out there getting paid $25 an hour to burn down the country. But we doing exactly what they tell us to do. We the ones that's been indoctrinated. And knowing that, you know, we over 40 and we can see that these kids have been told wrong and we just keep saying to dog them and don't do nothing about it, don't stand up for them. What does that say about us as a country anyway?
Well, and what's frustrating, Randall, is that you want to be able to take input from that younger generation who might have a different perspective. But when that perspective is so radically, fundamentally different than the foundations of the country, then you gotta check them. And that's what's such a shame. You would like to be able to hold on to the traditions and the good culture while moving forward, but when you've got a new generation who brands themselves the pure and chosen few, the best human beings morally to ever have lived, we got to tear everything down, all the evil, wicked past, that's just a non-starter. It's going too far.
You sound like a boomer, Joey.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, don't listen to that song. Okay, boomer. Okay, boomer.
Okay, boomer.
I mean, that's something. But and I want to tell Jack, that button on your earphone, if you just press the plus button and hold it, it will turn your volume up. But if you just press it and let go, it'll answer the phone for you. So if you press hold the plus and hold it, it'll beep once it gets louder than it goes. And on the caster system, Eddie, y'all talking about earlier about what happens, say, Elon Musk don't get all the satellites up and a power outage, or it ain't any power outage. You know how it gets a storm and they tell you, oh, the machine's down, we can't take nothing but cash. What does that leave us? I mean, you just turn around and walk out the door? I mean,
I'm stocking up on cigarettes.
They're going to be worth money.
Mm-hmm. And seashells.
Even money sounds like going to be worth money.
Well, I'm running a special. $5 for a dollar.
I'm buying a lot of tulips, too.
Plant those tulips.
I usually keep out my change and take it. I'm the dummy who dumps it in the thing and pays the outrageous fee. But, I mean...
No, I do that, too.
Yeah, I do.
It's convenient.
Yeah.
And it's $40, and I almost got it back to the mark where it's about $40, but I think I'm going to hold on to it.
Hold on to it, Randall. You might sell that $40 in change for $70 in cash.
Only go do that when you're desperate. It's a rule I've made for myself.
Or they're going to the car wash.
Okay.
Good car wash.
Good car wash place. Yeah, you're right, man. I we got some good ones. Why ain't there? I guess you don't need a car wash sponsor. I guess it sells itself, don't
you? Yep.
They need the thing. But, man, I just... This cashless thing really scares me, man. I mean, that's the control button that's going to push us around and move us in the direction they want us to go when they tell us what we can buy and when we can't buy it. You know what I mean?
Randall, but remember, as a consumer, we hold all the power. You just got to remember that. The consumer holds all the power.
And people will be creative. They won't completely comply.
Yeah, I mean, I'll trade Joey three gold nuggets for breakfast instead of some cash.
For so breakfast, you're going to give me three pieces of gold? Sure.
Three gold nuggets.
Yeah.
So you think we headed to blockchain? Is that what you think?
Oh, that blockchain's not a bad idea either.
Blockchain technology is definitely already in place and being used. I think the technology itself is fascinating.
Me too.
And brilliant. How it's actually applied is up in the air, and we'll see. I don't trust necessarily a blockchain if it's coming from a central...
Right.
Governing authority, I'd be a little suspicious of that.
It can be manipulated.
But the beauty of blockchain is that it can be dispersed and you don't have one group of people controlling it. So we'll see.
Yeah, I do like the idea of blockchain. I don't think our government does, but oh well.
Well, Randall, I got to run.
Take care, Randall.
Yes, we'll
see you, brother.
Yeah, I'll put it this way. There's a reason the Chinese government really cracked down on cryptocurrency and Bitcoin and all the variants. Because they saw, hey, we're losing control.
Yes. Way around.
And more than anybody in the West, the Chinese population was adopting it like crazy.
Because they saw the advantageous of it.
Yeah. 272-9228. Let's go to the phones, talk to Arthur. Hey, Arthur.
Austin.
Sorry, man. I got waxed in my ears this morning.
Yeah, I'm doing all right, Austin. My phone screener here is... What's wrong with your ears?
Got wax in them, man. Got a little sinus action going on.
Okay, fine.
I mean,
fair enough.
But yeah, how y'all doing this afternoon?
Good. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. You know, back out here at Hyundai working. Just wanted to speak on a couple things, but it all kind of wraps into one. Randall made a great statement about how the younger generation is just, you know, destroying things and tearing things down in the country. And me being a young person, I just turned 20. I think it's completely ridiculous. I don't understand why we're doing that. I mean, I've grown up hearing that, hey, you know, around this, your generation, that, you know, your 2000 babies and younger, y'all are the ones who are going to put us back on track. And, but, you know, when you act out in this type of manner, it's just, you know, what do the older people think about that? You know, it's like they're watching their world, you know, kind of melt down around them. And I don't get why we're doing stuff like that.
And we're about a decade apart, Austin. So I think it's actually is going to be your generation and not mine, mm-hmm. the millennials. It will be yours that is, I think, waking up to the flaws of not only, you know, maybe what the boomers are up to in Gen X and the millennials, but it'll be, I'm hopeful that there is a lot of folks waking up to, okay, that is just over the top and outrageous. I'm just trying to make a life. Like, you've told me a little bit of your story.
Yeah.
And I think there are a lot of folks who are going in that direction. I'm just trying to make a life here in America. Stop it with all these mass movements that require my atonement and bending the knee. And I mean, even when it's for a good cause, it's kind of like the way you're going about it, it makes me very suspicious of your actual motives.
Right. And I definitely can say that I'm part of that group that's woken up during this quarantine. That's why I think, I don't know, I'm a pre-med student, and this whole pandemic and this is just something we've never seen before. It's complete nonsense to me. But I think I'm definitely a part of that group that's woken up, you know, to a lot of things that happened. I mean, one of the topics that I talk to my friends about all the time is that racism, you know, how racist it is in the country. And I'm African-American. I just don't see it. I don't see it. I mean, I asked my mom about it, who grew up in the segregated South, and she laughs at it when people say, you know, when kids my age talk about how racist it is and how hard it is to live in country. You know, you got white people trying to kill the black people, and they're hunting us down. I don't see that, and I don't see where it goes from here.
Well, the woke left has redefined racism. They've redefined it to mean any system that creates inequality of outcome between races, which is like, okay, if you say, you know, certain folks on average aren't, if black folks on average as a group aren't making as much money as white folks on average, then that's evidence of a racist system today, not just talking historical legacy. And I don't see that, because maybe prejudice and certain programs are part of that inequality, but there's all sorts of other factors in life to where somebody might make more or less money. I mean, here's a shocking thing. It turns out that people who are older have more money than people who are, say, your age. It's amazing, you know?
Yeah. So, yeah, it definitely blows my mind. And I got one more thing to say. Yes, I do believe that there's hope. But this whole thing that they got going on with, you know, the shutdown and quarantine, coronavirus, and they, you know, numbers are now coming out saying that, hey, you know, this is not as bad as they were making it out to be.
Right.
I mean, my mom has medical friends who are highly respected, and just they're telling me, you know, just pay attention. You know, these numbers are being inflated. You know, there's labs being busted for lying about positivity rates and all types of stuff. But I definitely think there's hope. I think it had to happen. I think a lot of people, millions of people, are waking up to what's going on. And I don't think, you know, whoever's in charge of this, I don't think they have much, you know, time left. But yeah, I definitely see hope, and I'm looking forward to what's coming down the line, to be honest.
That's very good. Very good. I'm seeing some hope too, some silver linings out of what has been a crazy time and a tragic time in so many ways. And maybe it is. It's what it, like you said, it awoken you. It awakened you to what's going on. I feel the same way. It's made me realize, hey, I need to study history more, just brush up and take also what we're doing generally. Let your yeses be yeses and your noes be noes, if I've heard Dan Morse share so often. Really take what you stand for seriously. It's not just, oh, get out there and have fun. No, there's meaning in life out there. It's just a matter of you're willing to foster it and go for it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I definitely agree. Well, I ain't gonna hold y'all guys up. Thank you for the call, and I want to say that I know I say it every time I get on here, but I really do appreciate the show. I really do appreciate it.
We appreciate
it. It really
you calling, Austin.
Take out a lot of anxiety and stress, so I really appreciate it, guys.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Take care out there, Hyundai, buddy.
272-9228. Got to hit a break here. Last break of the program. This part of News and Views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. We, of course, mentioned in the first hour that 50% off on all video to DVD or digital file conversions for the month of July is almost up. So take advantage if you're a News and Views listener by calling 279-6036. Take advantage of that 50% off transferring those old videotapes, VHS Betamax, VHS CD tapes, 8mm films to a DVD or digital file. They can also restore old audio tape cassettes, or say you have a bunch of CDs, they can boil those all down onto a thumb drive compatible with that new car stereo. Or if you need video production done from the ground up, or for them to edit already raw video footage you already have shot, Dan Black Studios can do it all when it comes to audio and video production. Again, their number is 279-6036, or check them out online at danblackstudios.net. Dan Black Studios, great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. Last segment of News and Views coming up.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Confidence. Peace of mind. A way forward. During tough times, these are the things we all want. And with the personalized help of a Trustmark relationship manager, it's something we can find together. That's why Trustmark is standing by business owners. No matter what challenges you may be facing, we are here with a suite of financial services to help you find a path forward. Learn more at trustmark.com/business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Who can you trust anymore when you have healthcare questions with all of this misinformation floating around on social media?
I trust our local doctor and also my Adams Drugs pharmacist.
I just want to know if I'm taking the right medications and if there's something else I can do to help boost my immune system.
You know, the pharmacist at Adams Drugs talked with me about my medications just the other day and offered some great advice on that very thing, boosting my immune system.
Well, what did they tell you?
They recommended vitamin C, vitamin D, and also zinc supplements. Makes me feel good when I can just walk into my Adams drugstore and talk with my pharmacist about any healthcare concerns I may have. I trust them.
Well, I need to go to Adams Drugs and let them look over my medications and get some advice on how to build up my immune system, too.
Good. You'll learn to trust them like I do.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned HealthMart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Give us a call and see how we can be your healthcare partner. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The rain chances are pretty good for the next few days, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. Some towns will get a lot of rain this week. Today, high temperature up to about 91. The heat index will be close to 100. Scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms with locally heavy downpours. They will tend to fade out in the overnight hours, low temperature down to the mid-70s. Tomorrow and Wednesday, numerous showers and thunderstorms just about any time, but especially afternoon and evening. Tropical downpours, upper 80s to near 90 for a high, and the number of storms will thin out later in the week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama is feeling the economic pain caused by the coronavirus pandemic. Small businesses provide most of the jobs in our state. They've been hit hard, and they still need our help. But with Alabama jobs and livelihoods on the line, Senator Doug Jones played politics. Jones sided with far-left Washington politicians like Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, delaying critical assistance for small businesses. Alabamians were counting on Senator Jones, but he and that D.C. liberals left our workers high and dry. Now Alabama small businesses need help with tax relief, and they need Senator Jones to step up. Call Senator Doug Jones at 334-792-4924. Urge him to pass S-3596, the Safeguarding Small Business Act. Vote to provide tax relief for small businesses and start protecting Alabama jobs. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Don't ignore things like flickering lights, leaky pipes, or a hot house. Your home is saying, fix me. Dixie is the solution. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Who?
David Ernest.
Who?
David Ernest.
Dave?
David Ernest.
Dave's not here.
The Health and Wealth Show, weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. This is part of the program brought to you by Dr. Tom. That's Dr. Tom Pershing, chiropractor up there in Wetumpka. He's at 759 28 Tallahassee Highway. Give him a call today, Dr. Tom, chiropractor, at 514-7600. If you have any aches and pains, maybe a literal pain in the neck, catching that shoulder, your lower back seizes up on you, especially when you wake up in the morning and it's cold, or you've been moving lately and just does a number on your body, any chronic musculoskeletal pains and aches, whatever it is, Dr. Tom Pershing can help you out. When you call 514-7600, that first visit, he'll get your history, see what's going on with you, and discuss a diagnosis and give an initial treatment. And then he'll set up a schedule of treatment for you. And whether it's using infrared therapy, ultrasound therapies, maybe spinal decompression for those bulging discs, there's so many ways he can treat all those aches and pains. You won't know how he can do it until you call him and go and see him. Again, that's Dr. Tom Pershing, chiropractor in Wetumpka, 514-7600. And be sure to tell him Joey from News and Views, Joey from the radio, sent you. Last call of the day will be with Lovely. Hey, Lovely.
Hey, Joey. Do I have time to pull out my soapbox?
You got about
38 seconds.
Yeah, but go.
I'll make it quick. My belief, my opinion is opportunity is there for anybody nowadays more than ever in this country. But I want particularly the last caller to listen to what I have to say. How about reparations for women? When I worked in the 60s downtown Montgomery, a man in the same position was making more money than I was because he was a man. And how about the fact that a black man years ago, before women's suffrage, a black man had the right to vote before women did. So let's get our brains working and look at history right. I'd love for you all to do a program, maybe having people call in and tell their opinion of what the Civil War was about initially and the true right of people to secede from the Union at the time. Not that I was for slavery or anything.